So I really have just one question for you. How many of Epstein's co-conspirators have you indicted? How many perpetrators are you even investigating?
First, you showed it. I find it.
How many have you indicted?
Excuse me. I'm going to answer the question.
Answer my question.
No, I'm going to answer the question the way I want to answer the question.
No, you're going to answer the question the way I asked it.
Chairman Jordan, I'm not going to get in the gutter with these people.
How many
but
you,
I'm going to answer the question.
How many have you indicted?
The time belongs to me.
You're claiming my time.
The time belongs to me.
I think it's very
you're claiming
interesting.
Claiming my time.
I think it's very
you're
interesting.
My time.
Very
you're
interesting.
My time.
You can
when
reclaim
he
your
talks
time,
about they indicted, the president said they indicted him twice.
Mr. Chairman, please reverse. Stop the
sure
clock
did.
And stop the clock and restore
oh,
his time.
Okay. Here we go with these
will
theatrics.
Be in order. The time belongs
time
to the gentleman from New York.
Clock,
we will give you a few more seconds. We will do that. But when you ask a question, the witness gets
was,
to answer. You may not like the answer, but she
right.
gets to
the
answer.
The question was, how many of Epstein's...
They don't like the answer, Chairman.
Reclaiming my time.
Because it's honest. So he asked a four-minute question.
Restore 45 seconds
to
Mr. Nadler, please, Mr. Chairman.
Answer.
I mean, you can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch.
Reclaim
not on our time. No way. And I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me.
Yeah, oh, I did tell you because we saw what you did in the Senate.
You're a lawyer, not even a lawyer.
Committee will be in order.
Mr. Nadler, reclaiming my time, the answer to my question, how many of Epstein's co-conspirators has she indicted, is zero.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it. You know, all they want to do, all the American people need to know this. They are talking about Epstein today. This has been around since the Obama administration. This administration released over 3 million pages of documents, over 3 million, and Donald Trump signed that law to release all of those documents. He is the most transparent president in the nation's history. And none of them ask Merrick Garland over the last 4 years one word about Jeffrey Epstein. How ironic is that? You know why? Because Donald Trump, the Dow right now is over The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over $50,000 right now. The S&P at almost $7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan, am
Are
I,
you?
Mr. Jordan.
Committee will be in order.
Obviously, you followed that order. Lindsay Halligan, Trump's former defense lawyer who had never prosecuted a case in her life.
So I'd like to ask a straightforward question that really is either a yes or no answer. Do these emails constitute credible evidence, not proof, but credible evidence warning further investigation into whether Steve Tisch was involved in Epstein's criminal conduct? Do you think yes or no?
I'm not going to play a yes-no game with you, but I will answer the question to the best of my ability. As I said, we will look and investigate any case involving any victim. I'm not familiar. There were 3 million pages, of course, with that email. But of course, we will look into anything. The documents have been released, 3 million. The redacted versions, we left them open for all of you to come view. Have you? I believe you view them. If not, will you have some copies?
I'd like to.
Could I finish, please?
I'd like to.
Could I finish, please? I'm not being rude, please.
I only have 5 minutes.
No, yeah, and I only have 30 seconds based on your filibuster.
You didn't give a yes or no answer. So let me just go first.